Penny. Penny. Penny.
What?
This is for you.
Ice cream?
I've been familiarizing myself with female emotional crises by studying the comic strip Kathy. When she's upset, she says, "Ack," and eats ice cream.
Ack.
If you were a cat, I would have brought you a lasagna.
Did Leonard send you over here?
No, we haven't spoken since your abrupt departure last night caused us to forfeit to Stuart and his dastardly ringer, Will Wheaton.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that.
Not too proud to admit that I cried myself to sleep.
Again, I'm sorry.
And let me tell you, sleep did not come easily with Leonard in the next room singing along with Alanis Morissette.
You're kidding.
No, clearly another woman in dire need of ice cream.
Sheldon, what part of this is supposed to make me feel better?
The part where I tell you I've engineered a rematch with Stuart's team for tonight.
Oh, honey, I don't know. Things are a little weird with Leonard right now.
You want me to remove him from the team? I'm the captain. I can do that.
No, that's okay. Just let me talk to him and I'll get back to you.
When are you going to talk to him?
I don't know.
He's in the laundry room now. Now would be a good time.
You're not going to leave me alone until I do it, are you?
Oh, I think we both know the answer to that question.
I think we should talk now.
Well, no, it's okay. We don't have to talk because there's nothing to talk about. Everything's good.
Really? So you didn't get all snarky because I said something nice to a bowl of chili fries?
All right, maybe I overreacted. Yeah, so we're in two different places emotionally, so what? And maybe I'm a little ahead of you, and that's fine. Well, in fact, it makes sense, because let's face it, I've been in this relationship 2 years longer than you.
Look, Leonard, you have to know how much I care about you. It's just that I've said the L word too soon before, and it didn't work out very well.
Really? I wouldn't know what that's like.
Sorry. You know what I'm talking about, though.
Yeah, I do.
So we're good?
Yes, that's what I'm telling you. We are good. We are great.
All right. Fence mended, problem swept under the rug. Time to bowl. Yes, I was eavesdropping. There's a lot at stake here. Attention, all bowlers. I've taken the liberty of having these made for our rematch.
The Wesley Crushers?
No, not the Wesley Crushers. The Wesley Crushers.
I don't get it.
Wesley Crusher was Will Wheaton's character on Star Trek.
Still don't get it.
It's a blindingly clever play on words. By appropriating his character's name and adding the S, we imply that we'll be the Crushers of Wesley.
I'm sorry, honey, but the Wesley Crusher sounds like a bunch of people who like Wesley Crusher.
But no, again, it's not the Wesley Crushers. It's the Wesley Crushers.
Well, if you wanted to mean you're crushing Wesley, it'd be the Wesley Crushers.
But do you people even hear yourself? It's not the Wesley Crushers. It's not the Wesley Crushers. It's the Wesley Crushers. Hey, look. They named their team after me.
No, it's not...
Never mind.
So, we're all clear on the bet and the stakes?
Oh, yes. The losers will be publicly humiliated in a fashion to be chosen by the victor. FYI, I plan on having you publish a scientific paper expounding the discredited Velikovsky hypotheses.
Ouch again.
Hey, Sheldon. I just wanted you to know that I'm really looking forward to wiping the floor with you.
Oh, yes? Well, before I respond, let me ask you a question. Is your mother a good or poor bowler?
After you.
No, after you, as we are currently crushing you, Wesley.
It's customary for the player on the right-hand lane to bowl first.
All right.
system, not a rule.
I so loathe you.
That's right, Sheldon. Embrace the dark side.
That's not even from your franchise.
I want you to know that even though we're on opposite sides, I bear you no ill will.
Thank you, Stuart. It's nice to know.
Mm-hmm. People from opposite sides often have good relationships, you know? Romeo and Juliet, Tony and Maria from West Side Story. What's his name in the Big Blue Chicken Avatar? I'm gonna bowl now.
Be the ball, Howard.
Leave me alone, Sheldon.
You weren't the ball.
We got out and did something physical.
Mm-hmm.
It's out of our heads. You get in your head, you start to overthink, overanalyze, obsess, you worry. That's not what we're doing tonight. Tonight we're just throwing a ball at some pins.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And someday, we don't know when, maybe you'll love me back. Ooh, I'm up.
Sheldon,
excuse me. I don't know who you're chanting for, as I am currently the ball.
The ball, the ball, the ball, the ball, the ball, the ball.
Thank you, Jesus. As my mother would say.
Glad you patched things up with your boyfriend.
Yeah, me too.
It's always tough when the L-bomb gets dropped and you're not ready for it.
Tell me about it.
I dated this one girl, and I told her that I loved her, and she said she wasn't sure. She strung me along for almost 2 years. It was brutal.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Thanks. Yeah, I wish that she had just broken up with me right there, put me out of my misery.
Really?
Yeah, it would have been kind.
Well, you're up.
Oh, that's me.
Did you let Will Wheaton get in your head?
What are you talking about?
He's evil. He plays evil mind games. Did he tell you his grandmother died?
No.
Well, if he does, don't believe it. He's not above playing the dead meemaw card.
Enjoy the accolades now, Will Wheaton. Like your time on Star Trek Next Generation, your smug self-satisfaction will be short-lived.
Lenny, you're up.
All right, remember, his meemaw's alive, and be the ball.
Yeah. I got it.
Well, we really need a strike here.
I know.
Please take your time and concentrate.
Leonard, stop pressuring me.
I'm not pressuring you.
Yeah, you are. Just back off.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'll shut up.
I didn't mean shut up.
Fine. Listen, tell me what to do and I'll do it.
No. This isn't fair to you, Leonard. I'm sorry.
Wait, where are you going? Penny, come back! I'll get you ice cream!
Now let her go.
Are you insane? If she leaves, it's over.
Pretty sure it's already over.
Tough luck, Sheldon.
You did this, didn't you?
You think I would really break up a couple just to win a bowling match?
No, I suppose not.
Good. Keep thinking.
We try.
Yep. I'm telling you, the Match.com chicks are much looser than on eHarmony. I gotta call you back. I won a bet, and it's time to collect.
I don't know about you, but I feel empowered.